Hello on Zoom. We are just about to begin the meeting here, and I made some housekeeping announcements to the room here in Ventura. And thank you for participating. We see about 18 or 20 participants on Zoom, and maybe about 30 or 40 here in the room. For those of you in the room, if anyone needs a copy of the notice of preparation, we have hard copies available in Spanish and English. Just raise your hand and you may have a copy. And for anyone who would like to be on the email list for future announcements, there is a sign-in sheet right by the ramp and the table over there for email addresses. And if you put your email down, then we will send you future announcements. And I see one more hand for. There we go. Okay. Thank you. So we're handing out some paper copies of the notices here in the meeting. I'll begin. Welcome to this scoping meeting for the Ventura Compressor Modernization Project. This meeting is being directed by the California Public Utilities Commission staff. And this is a public meeting for all people interested in the Ventura Compressor Modernization Project. And today is April 15th, 2025. And we are holding this meeting in the Bell Arts Factory, about 1 mile from the site. And this meeting is also a virtual meeting on the Zoom platform. Please note, this meeting is being recorded for use by the agency during the proceeding for the project. And this presentation is available online at the project website. Today, we posted a copy of the presentation for you to view and download. And copies of the notice of preparation are also available in Spanish and English at that same website. And I want to note up front, this meeting is being held to ensure a robust public engagement and outreach. We're happy to be here in Ventura, and I look forward to hearing from you. The scoping period will close on April 30th, and I'll talk about this more later in the presentation. So, going on to the slides here, the meeting guidelines. This is a presentation that will last about 20 minutes, maybe a little longer. And during this presentation, participants on Zoom may write in the chat box, and these will become part of the recording. If you want to make a written comment on the project, please use the email address, which is shown here, and it will be shown again and again. In the Zoom format, all the participants will be muted until the time for public comment at the end of the presentation. And here in the room, we will take public comment at the end of the presentation, before hearing from the Zoom participants so that the folks in the room have a chance to speak first. Here's a quick rundown of the order of events for the scoping presentation. And as I said, this should take about 20 minutes, and a public comment period will follow. Some introductions. who are we and who do we represent? And I'll try to avoid using acronyms, but some of the abbreviations appear throughout the slides. Now, the scoping meeting is being directed by the staff at the Public Utilities Commission, the California Public Utilities Commission. And John Forsyth is the CPUC project manager. And Michelle Wilson is here as the program supervisor for the California Public Utilities Commission. The California Public Utilities Commission is the state regulator responsible for safe and reliable utility service at reasonable rates. And for this project, the utility that is under review is the natural gas provider, Southern California Gas Company, otherwise known as the applicant. My name is Brewster Birdsall, and I am from Aspen Environmental Group, and the CPUC hired Aspen to prepare an environmental review that is compliant with the California Environmental Quality Act, known as CEQA. And Grace Weeks is here from Aspen, helping to facilitate. And Aspen Environmental Group will prepare this Environmental Impact Report, or EIR, for the CPUC to use in reviewing the project that is proposed by the applicant. And SoCalGas is the applicant seeking CPUC approval to construct and operate the Ventura compressor modernization. And the formal application was filed in August 2023. Over the subsequent year, supplemental information came to the Public Utilities Commission and made the application complete. It was determined in late 2024, October 31st of 2024. Now, the purpose of this meeting is to give you information on the process that the CPUC must follow in developing the environmental impact report. And the scoping process allows us to hear your ideas on the scope and the content of the environmental review, and for us to hear your issues of concern. Scoping meetings are required for projects that are of statewide and regional significance, as this one is. And later, we'll give you direction on how to file your comments on the scope and content of the environmental impact report that we're preparing. Your comments can help the CPUC identify the environmental effects and ways to mitigate environmental effects, including possible alternatives to the project. This is a chart of the basic application process. The applicant must follow certain steps before the CPUC will decide to approve the new infrastructure. The environmental impact report will be one of many considerations within the discretionary decision of approving or disapproving the new infrastructure. Now, our goal in preparing the environmental impact report is to provide a written analysis that is compliant with the requirements of the California Environmental Quality Act. And the spirit of CEQA centers on disclosure. Our audience is you, the public, and the agency decision makers. And the environmental impact report will provide information on the possible environmental damage and how to avoid it. The law requires us to focus on how the project may cause an indirect or direct physical change in the environment. So you'll hear us talk about this, physical impacts to the environment. The overall process of preparing an environmental impact report follows certain predictable steps that can take a year or more to fully complete, and scoping is one of the early steps. The input we receive here will help to shape the content of the environmental impact report. After the draft environmental impact report becomes available, another round of public review and comment will occur, followed by a final environmental impact report, and then a movement towards certifying the document as complete or compliant with the California Environmental Quality Act. So this slide shows the basic content of the project description that must appear in the environmental impact report. And our analysis of impacts will focus on these activities, including the long-term maintenance and use of the facility over the life of the project. And we'll describe how these activities may cause physical changes in the environment. On to some specifics about the project. The site of the project is an existing natural gas compressor station, and although it is zoned as industrial, the site itself is adjacent to sensitive land uses, including residences in the E.P. Foster Elementary School. The California Public Utilities Commission has an adopted environmental and social justice plan. And the project site is located in a disadvantaged community, which is a designation defined by the California Environmental Protection Agency. When making its decision on the project, the CPUC will consider whether the project is consistent with the goals of the CPUC's Environmental and Social Justice Action Plan, as adopted by the commission in 2022, before this application was filed and found complete. Although environmental justice is not a topic in the consideration of environmental effects under CEQA, the EIR will disclose the CPUC procedures for consideration of environmental and social justice in the overall decision-making process. This slide summarizes the different equipment that SoCalGas proposes to construct and operate at the site. And the project overall entails the modernization of the Ventura Compressor Station. In summary, SoCalGas would upgrade the compressor station to modernize and improve the reliability of this portion of California's natural gas transmission system, which extends from the Ventura Compressor Station through Santa Barbara and Goleta, and to the north as far as communities around San Luis Obispo and Paso Robles. The project would replace three aging natural gas-driven compressors with a new hybrid configuration composed of two electric and two natural gas-driven compressors. SoCalGas articulates that the purpose and need for their project within the application, which is available at the CPUC website. And I'll show some slides showing ground level views around the existing site. And for those of us here in Ventura, I'm sure some of these pictures will feel familiar. First, this is a view along North Olive Street, adjacent to the site. With the project, new structures would become visible. The project would retain the fence along North Olive Street. Moving a little bit further, the project would also retain the fence, and the perimeter fence would remain the same. This is at the intersection of West McFarlane Drive. Moving quickly. Whoops. Excuse me. Back one. This is more of an angled view into the site from, again, North Olive Street, but facing more to the southwest. And this photo shows the tan, it's yellowish tan, blowdown stack that is partially obscured by the fence to the right of the center. And the project would have taller blowdown stack. And this is a photo from Ventura River Trail facing to the east. The exhaust stacks for the three compressor engines appear just over this chain link fence on the left. That's a more distant view. And the view from Grant Park Ridgeline Trail with the site in the more of a middle ground. This slide shows a conceptual site plan proposed by the applicant, and the project would add larger structures along the western edge of the site, primarily the compressor building. The new blowdown stack is more in the center of the site. And the project would remove the existing compressor building from the northern edge. In that empty spot up there. Okay. Next up, some details on the content of the environmental impact report that we will be preparing. And these are the various chapters that will appear in the environmental impact report. We're planning to include public safety within the hazards and hazardous materials topic. Now, each of the chapters in the environmental impact report would follow this outline, beginning with a description of the environmental setting, regulatory setting as well. And then a threshold of significance for each environmental impact, and a conclusion with mitigation necessary to avoid impacts, and also an evaluation of cumulative impacts and the impacts of alternatives to the project. A little bit more about alternatives. Alternatives are an important consideration, and the scope of the environmental impact report must include a range of alternatives. The range of alternatives, however, is limited to those that meet most of the basic project objectives, and these project objectives are specifically articulated by the project applicant. So I'll spend a moment talking about those project objectives. There are two slides of project objectives that have been articulated by SoCalGas. And the CPUC must keep these objectives in mind when reviewing possible alternatives to the project. As I mentioned earlier, alternatives to the project must meet most of the basic project objectives. And on this first slide, you may notice that SoCalGas emphasizes reliably serving this north coastal portion of their system. And this includes moving natural gas into the La Galita underground storage fields. Here's the second slide of project objectives. And This shows that the company has an interest in reducing the levels of air pollutant emissions from the facility and in completing the modernization in a timely manner. The CPUC will actively explore and compare alternatives within the environmental impact report. The reasonable range of alternatives could include alternative technologies and even a complete relocation of the facility to an alternative site. The environmental impact report must also include analysis of the no project alternative, and that has to describe what could reasonably expected be what could be reasonably expected to occur in the foreseeable future if the project is not approved. And this concludes the short scoping presentation. We will present the sequence of next steps here after scoping, and we will move to public comments here in a moment. As noted up front, the CPUC is accepting scoping comments right now, and future events and milestones will be announced via email and also posted on the CPUC's website for this project. The project website includes a link to download the notice of preparation, which was released on February 28th. The notice of preparation is available in Spanish on the website. And the close of scoping is 2 weeks from now on April 30th. Of course, we encourage you to email your scoping comments anytime, earlier rather than later. Scoping comments may be mailed, or really email is probably the best, to this address here, vcm_CEQA@aspeneg.com. When you submit scoping comments, you should include your name, your organization, if any, and your mailing address, email address for future notifications. And public comments will become part of the public record and will be published in a scoping report at the time of the draft environmental impact report. Thank you for your attention, and we will now provide some time for public comments. Because this meeting is being held on Zoom, the microphone is here for those participants on Zoom to hear you. You may have to come and speak into this microphone. If you would like to speak to the room, feel free to speak, and we will call on you. Let's decide how to go through that in an orderly fashion. In general, we would like the comments to be concise and to stay on topic. Ideally, respect others' opinions. The comments will be recorded as long as they are spoken into the microphone on this computer here. And as I said, written comments are encouraged. I think in the room here, what we should probably do is just simply raise hands. And maybe Grace, you can give me a sense. Are there many hands raised on Zoom?
On Zoom so far.
Okay.
Two on Zoom so far.
And folks will be raising their hands on Zoom while we go around the room here. First up, I've met Miles. Thank you. If you'd like to stand right there and speak in Sabbath. Okay.
All right, good evening, everybody. My name is Miles. I'm a senior assistant city attorney with the city of Ventura. I just want to let everybody know the city of Ventura will be submitting written comments by the deadline of April 30th. And we encourage everybody in the community, if you want to submit comments, as was mentioned, you can share them tonight, but we also encourage you to submit them in writing by that April 30th deadline. Thank you. Oh, and thank you for doing an in-person meeting. We hope when there's future meetings like this that you again do them in the community as well. Thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
Thank you.
I ask, are you going to fix it? Written comments if they are what I wanted.
Yes. Maybe we should send a question in the room is, will comments be accepted in Spanish, written? And the answer is yes. We will keep our translators at the ready to interpret comments written in Spanish. Thank you.
Back and move. I don't know.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Want to chair.
Right, here's Gun. Haku, hello. I am Ventura Art and Culture Commissioner Casey Rodriguez. The environmental social justice plan lacks depth, a land acknowledgement, and a moment for a Chumash person whose unceded land this compressor sits on should have opened this meeting. I have personally been actively opposing this compressor since day one because it is my birth obligation and responsibility as a Chumash woman to not only care for my ancestral homeland, but safeguard all lives that currently live here, for we are all connected. Thank you for all who have done years of work protecting Westside citizens and all who work and visit here. As for cultural resources, it is crucial to reach out to Chumash Elder Julie Tuamite Stensley. Please reach out to Ventura Councilwoman Liz Campos for her contact information. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for that comment.
Hello, my name is Haley Ehlers with Climate First Replacing Oil and Gas, or CFRO. I live 3/4 miles away from the Ventura Compressor Station. From my porch, I can almost always hear the deep rumbling noise of the site, and often the air in my neighborhood has an unusual chemical odor. It's the type of smell that your body instinctively knows is unsafe and to head inside. I try my best to protect myself from this pollution with air filters and even planning the route of my jogs based on wind direction at the time, and only walking until I feel safely far enough away, knowing that running could make me breathe this pollution even deeper. Now it's time for the state and your commission to help protect me and my neighbors too. The EIR must be comprehensive and incorporate the experiences and priorities of our community, not just what is deemed important by SoCalGas. We have heard many stories from parents who have taken their children out of EP Foster Elementary, fearing public safety and air quality concerns. How are you studying the potential impacts of a blast, leaks, or big blowdown events? What about noise levels? This facility is in our lived environment, and its impact is vast. This analysis must be illustrative of that. Of course, it's in the best interest of the profiting company, SoCalGas, to limit the scope of the CEQA review to avoid the alternative proposed by the community. But it should not be in the interest of the commission, who is dedicated to advancing equity and environmental justice. The commission must prioritize studying alternative locations with less pollution. We'd like to thank you for holding this in-person meeting here in West Ventura. We hope you were able to enjoy our neighborhood and even visit the site to experience for yourself firsthand the smell, noise, and danger that it creates, in contrast to the vibrant, diverse, and resilient community and nearby school that surrounds it. Thank you.
Thank you. I see the first hand I see, and then a second. Would you like to come up or?
It's just the computer. Do you want me to scoot it forward? It'll be Jeff.
Hi, I'm a retired human anatomy university professor. At present, I'm the last of the citizens. I'm a disabled law-abiding citizen. I see that for whatever reason, out of 110,000, the minimum inhabitants of this community, there's less than 100 people. That is not representative of what's going on in our community. Not touching the external events and recommending everyone, we can only act within the rule of law, nonviolent, peaceful, within the Constitution. At present, our country is facing economic warfare, wars, etc., etc. And our human capital are the children. Those children are very important to us. One thing I observed, the presentation, for whatever reason, is lacking statistics about the consequences that about over 40 years SoCal has caused in the health and the well-being, the lives of community people. Among the community people, I've seen mine dying of cancer that lived here. I see friends of mine struggling with cancer for the second, third time, live here. Even myself, I'm still struggling with many tests to see how much these cancers are affecting me and my health. So there is no statistic data analysis here. I don't know how the CPUC is gonna do these determinations and the misguided majority recommendations for SoCal to stay here. It's a disservice to the quality and the life and the lives of American citizens. I have experienced, as many have experienced, nose bleedings. I have experienced sore throats, struggling with breathing. Even my organs are getting adversely affected. I live near the compressor. What I would like in this CPUC report is this: please include 45 years of data of the health condition of students that have attended the school and live in this neighborhood. How their health has been affected and how they're struggling with illnesses, and see the correlation that might exist between the gases emitted by SoCal, this compressor, and the people living here in this community, how that correlates over time, over 45 years, the last 45 years. That should give us a scientific lead where we are at and how adversely it's impacting the community. It's very important because I've seen kids, they come healthy to be fostered. By the time they're on the third grade, they cannot run, they suffer of asthma, other illnesses, and some of them, as I understand, suffer of cancer, and no one's keeping statistics. No one's using the methodology of the statistics, the consequences that are due to this compressor. It's very important that it be included in these statistics, and that that mitigation, you cannot mitigate cancer, you cannot mitigate death. So alternative clean energies, we will be very happy for SoCal to sell us wind energy, solar energy, et cetera, et cetera. Buy from them, do good business with them. But to continue doing this deadly business, it's adverse to our community. And it's a nation problem. It's a national problem. I see, I can tell you, I have no use for the Chinese, but the Chinese have clean energy. So please, I would like this environmental impact report to include alternative clean energy like electric cars, et cetera, et cetera. And please, get the statistics from the hospitals, the schools, the records about the parents' health, the children's health, etc. Thank you.
Thank you. Just want to give everyone a chance to comment.
Thank you.
Go ahead. All right, maybe we should form a line. We have a lot of hands, but okay.
This hand would be next. Thank you.
Hola, buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Laura Francisco y tengo 25 años viviendo en West Ventura. Tengo cuatro hijos y últimamente estamos teniendo muchos problemas de salud. A ellos los he estado llevando a la clínica con sangrado en la nariz.
Pero si puede dar oraciones y yo
claro.
Interpreto para el archivo y para
sí. Tengo 25 años viviendo en el West Ventura.
I have 25 years living in West Ventura.
Tengo cuatro hijos.
I have four kids.
Y últimamente estamos teniendo muchos problemas de salud.
And lately we've been having a lot of health problems.
Los he estado llevando a la clínica porque sangran por la nariz.
I've been taking them to the clinic.
Y dicen que resequedad del medio ambiente.
Because blood, their nose bleeds and they say it's dryness from the weather.
Y también yo he tenido neumonía y asma.
I had pneumonia and asthma.
Entonces los invito pues a que reflexionemos sobre todas estas cosas.
And I want to invite you to reflect on all these things.
Y estoy de acuerdo con el señor que principalmente los niños, o sea, es el futuro y hay que tomarlos en cuenta.
And I agree with the gentleman that the kids especially, they are the future and we have to keep them in mind.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there a microphone?
You just speak into the general.
Also, if anyone who has an interpreter gets from Ken.
Excuse me?
Interpreters get long term.
Usually. Sorry, just yes. Keep it to absolutely. 2 minutes. But yeah.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't. That's okay. Hi. My name is Carrie Aist. I am a representative of the Leadership Circle for Showing Up for Racial Justice, among other groups. Fierce Vulnerability Network is another group I'm active with. And I think the most important thing to always keep in mind is that though this compressor station was here early, people were allowed to live around it, and a school was allowed to be built across from it before we really understood the impacts. But now we know. And now we know it's environmental injustice to do anything other than move this station. Nothing else will do justice to the people who are marginalized in this community, who are hit by not just the impacts of this, but so many other impacts. I stand against pesticide use in the area. That accumulates in bodies in addition to the harms that are sent forth by the air quality impacts and by everything else that happens. So we can't just look at this one thing. What we need to look at is this impacts people in marginalized communities who have never historically been allowed to really live anywhere else by the system.
And have a voice.
They have no voice, no power. And so they're stuck here absorbing the impacts. But we can stand for them. We can stand against anything other than moving this ridiculous station to an area where, at the very least, if it blows up, it's not going to harm as many people. And it's regular leaks, it's regular air quality impacts, everything else that it does can no longer hurt everyone, including those kids at that school. And they don't have anywhere else they can go, you know, or they're being pulled out, but they need to be educated in health and not coming out of, you know, so many grades there with asthma and all. So do the right thing. There's no question that CPUSC should do nothing but the right thing and move the station.
Speaking of the general laptop area.
Okay. Hopefully everybody can hear me. I'd like to encourage everybody who comes here to use their theater voice and talk to the very back person in the room back there, even if you feel weird when you do it. And I went to a workshop this last weekend about environmental justice. And there I promised myself that I was going to start writing stuff. So I wrote some stuff about this meeting today. It's far too long. I will not read it all, but I will tell you, I'm going to read the last part. And the title is, Who Knew? It was the best that we could do. And when we first started out burning coal in caves, we didn't know it was going to give people tuberculosis. It took hundreds of years. And we didn't know that the plague was caused by a virus. We did the best we could. And with the energy of the sun that's trapped in these remains from the Cretaceous, we have worked miracles as humans. And now we're reaping the whirlwind. In the 19th century, everything that we could do with oil and gas was intoxicating. In the 19th century, who knew it was the best that we could do? But now we know all the ways the waste from our 19th century energy sources are harming our world, our children, our health, our soil, our air, and water. We know the many new non-polluting energy sources exist and are successful in use around the world. I'm going to rework that sentence. And still, there are those of us who want to believe that extracting oil and gas is the best we can do. Come on, be brave. Step into a clean energy future. Of course, it will not be smooth and easy. It will require our full intelligence and creativity. Shutting down energy from the remains of the past and using the energy all around us, and the air and the water and solar and who knows what more we will find, will be the great work of the coming generations. Dedicate your courage and creativity for the future. Take one little step forward. Shut down this old gas compressor station. Make the area safer for the school children, their families, and our future.
Thank you.
Thank you. More hands for next.
Okay. Good evening,
Brooke Balthaser, and I'm the community organizing manager at Seafrog. I'd like to thank you for hosting this hybrid community scoping meeting, as the value of allowing our community to share their feedback and priorities regarding this issue cannot be overstated. I would also like to strongly urge the Commission to study the significant public safety and air quality concerns in the environmental impact report for this proposed expansion. There are reasons why compressor stations are generally situated away from sensitive sites, and that is the risk of explosion and exposure to pollution. SoCalGas is the same operator responsible for the 2015 Aliso Canyon disaster and cannot be trusted to responsibly operate this facility, let alone one that was doubled in size. This proposed expansion would double the pollution that our community has to face each and every day. In 2017, NASA identified this compressor station as a super emitter of methane, a pollutant that has significant negative impacts on public health. Now imagine you're a parent of a student attending EP Foster Elementary School. Would you send your child to school every day knowing that the facility next door was a super emitter of methane and at risk of exploding? If your answer is no, I have to wonder why the commission is okay with making this a reality for hundreds of families. I would also like to urge the commission to prioritize studying alternative locations for this compressor station with less polluting designs. Building new polluting equipment in this community is an environmental justice harm and fails to uphold the CPUC's environmental and social justice commitments. This is an opportunity to relocate the project out of a disadvantaged community and remedy a legacy of pollution. Furthermore, the commission should recognize that the oil and gas industry is in decline, and we have an opportunity to manage this decline in a way that fosters a just transition to clean energy sources and protects jobs and frontline communities. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Liz, leadership. Yes, sir.
That's good. So I would ask the environmental group to consider what most of us know, gas compressors. Between 2018 and 2020, the Jet Propulsion Lab did flyovers all over the state of California. And our gas compressor was considered in the top, I believe, 10 or 12 super emitters, leaking methane, not just in their station, but all over the school ground and the neighborhood through pipes. In 2010, in Northern California, a gas pipeline, not a compressor, exploded, taking out three or four blocks in a neighborhood. And it was there that a fire captain coined the phrase incineration zone. A lot of us have known for years, we live in an incineration zone. I lived for 20 years, less than a quarter of a mile from this gas compressor station. And before running for city council, was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. That insult, I believe, was from all the emissions over years. There's also left out of what you showed in your map, but which is right behind the compressor on the other side of Olive at Riverside Drive, is a housing authority project with at least 350 families. I'm not sure the total number of children there. What really hit home for me on this project actually wasn't when we started asking the gas company to move 5 years ago. It was about 5 months ago. I was at a meeting at E.P. Foster Elementary School in the daytime. And one of the parents that was there for that meeting came in tears, and she said, "I'm sorry, I can't stay." And I asked her if I could do anything. And she told me that her 10-year-old son had just been diagnosed with leukemia. And this is a chronic problem at that school. All kinds of cancers, but asthma quick after they enter the school healthy. Central nervous system problems, chronic nosebleeds, visual disturbances, all suddenly after they begin attending school. And I think it's very important that that be included in the environmental report. I also believe that I've looked a lot. I can't guarantee I'm right, but I believe there is no gas compressor in the country that sits 70 yards from an elementary school front door. I don't believe there's another gas compressor in the country that sits less than a mile or a mile and a half from where humans live and work. Those things I hope you will take very seriously in your environmental review. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lucia had your hand up. Did you? Yes. At least then with one more, the black mask, maybe.
Never hear it.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tim Nafziger. I've been working with the Westside Clean Air Coalition for over four years. We started our work together and I live about a couple blocks from the compressor over here on Simpson. And I think one of the things I want to talk about is how in considering the public safety concerns that a number of folks have already raised, one of the reasons that we in the neighborhood don't trust SoCalGas is because of how they went about this project in the first place. We really found, as a number of people have mentioned, most of us found out about this from looking at the NASA flyover that showed these massive leaks coming out of here. And as I understand it, SoCalGas didn't really do anything about it until NASA published those results. After we'd started working on this issue in July of 2021, they had a massive unplanned venting that a lot of people in the neighborhood, they didn't tell the fire department. So the only reason the fire department found out about it was because people were complaining in the neighborhood. And they consistently tried to downplay these impacts on our community. And so we're really depending on the CPUC in this process to visibilize these issues and to hold SoCalGas accountable for, like, a lot of us still don't understand, like, where are all the pipes going that in these unplanned events just dump gas into the neighborhood. So we need to understand those things and ultimately we need to get this out of the neighborhood. So it's very important to consider the alternate sites. I was glad to see the map in the documentation that you shared outlining those three sites. And I really hope that this EIR includes all of those sites. Thank you.
Thank you. Black Mask had your hand up in the back, right? And then maybe scanning. Thank you.
Good evening in Zoom land. My name is James Merrill, and while I currently serve as the president of the Ocean View Elementary School District, I am here speaking not for my board, but as a private citizen. Ocean View, where we live, is down in South Oxnard, a marginalized community of lower incomes and mostly people of color. I'm having a sense of deja vu. In 2007, our community rose up to speak out against the proposed development of a liquefied natural gas pipeline that would run right past our neighborhoods, endangering neighbors and children and potential school sites, because they couldn't build a school site there now if the gas line were that close. So I'd like to just reinforce all the concerns that have been expressed by my neighbors up here in Ventura, and also reinforce the idea that we really need to start weaning ourselves from an extractive culture anyway. So while relocating is a great idea, not even doing, you know, not even building infrastructure for a long future of continued use of petroleum products is a better idea. And there have been a lot of concerns about the current status of this thing, and there might be an argument from SoCalGas. This will be the new and improved facility that doesn't have all those negative effects. To quote one of my favorite songs, accidents never happen in a perfect world. This is not a perfect world. So good luck to all of you. Thank you.
Standing up, Plaid, and then next to thank you. We will probably give the people a chance first. Thank you. Thanks for being patient.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. Yes, I'm a policy advocate with CAUSE, which is Central Coast Alliance United for Sustainable Economy. We are a social justice organization who works with communities in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties with community members who are impacted by polluting industries. I'm also a lifelong resident here of West Ventura. I lived here all my life and live about two blocks away from the gas privatization. So today I'm here to urge that the environmental review process for this proposed expansion is centered around lived experiences and the health of our community. Part of my work is an advocate, and as working with someone with concerned residents here in West Ventura, you know, I've been connecting with people on this project for years, most who have no idea that they live near this gas compressor station, let alone the dangers it possesses to their health and the local environment. And as someone who has lived here my entire life, I'm just super concerned about the public safety risks, the long-term health effects, and the lack of transparency surrounding this proposal. So over the years, parents whose children attend nearby schools have reported higher rates of respiratory issues like asthma, along with reoccurring nosebleeds, and just serious conditions that raise red flags. So the question I think remains, right, is what does it mean for a child's future when their lungs are exposed to methane and toxic pollutants day after day during the most important years of development and growth? The health risks to our community cannot be dismissed. And unlike most compressor stations in the nation, the Ventura facility is located alarmingly close to sensitive areas in West Ventura. According to SoCalGas, only 3 of their 10 compressor stations located throughout California are within a quarter mile of homes, schools, or parks. And the one here in Ventura is the only one situated directly across the street from an elementary. The other two, about 1,000 feet away, the third are around 6,000 feet away, which is still way too close. And as others have pointed out, you know, this site ranks within the 99th percentile nationwide for the number of people living near station. And so with, you know, this in mind, you know, we shouldn't treat West Ventura as just an industrial zone. It's a neighborhood filled with homes, schools, you know, residents who have local businesses, culture, exactly. You know, to not only place community members at harm through an expansion like this, it would just be unacceptable. And so it is essential that the environmental review for this project include a full and honest analysis of the public health impacts and that it explores real alternatives that put our community's well-being first. So this could mean seriously considering cleaner and safer solutions, which could be electrification, reducing the scale of operations at the site, and as mentioned before, relocating this facility entirely to one of the alternatives that SoCalGas itself has already identified as possible solutions. This community is not a sacrifice zone. Our neighborhood deserves bold actions that protect our health and not deepen our harm. We are calling for solutions that respect our lives, our safety, and our right to breathe clean air where we live, work, and raise our families. Thank you.
Yes. And then we'll spread.
Just tell me there, okay? Out if you can. Yes. Okay.
This is me and Leo, and we live close to this place that is gonna blow up. And we want to stay safe, and we want our chicks to stay safe because they're really cute and we really love them. Where E.B. Foster lives is close where my old school was, and one of the kids there, they went to my old school, and also it's close to my school now, so I can like kill animals because the air is getting more blacker because there's smoke and it'll kill the animals.
Thank you. My name is Sarah Evie Nunez, and I work on the environmental impact team at Patagonia, the outdoor clothing company based in Ventura. We employ more than 750 people at our headquarters here in town, which is located just a mile and a half away from the SoCal Gas Ventura Compressor Station. Patagonia has been based in Ventura for the past 50 years. We are deeply committed to this community and to the health and safety of our employees and their families, including their children that attend our on-site child development centers. We do not want this compressor station in our community, and neither does the community. To assess and minimize the community health and environmental risks of expanding this facility, Patagonia urges the CPUC to conduct a complete environmental impact review. The EIR should include studying public health and safety impacts. As you are aware, and many people have said today, the compressor station is located in the middle of a densely populated urban neighborhood and right across the street from E.P. Foster Elementary School. Given the risk of explosion and lack of buffer zone, we are very concerned about the health and safety threats of children and nearby residents. It is also critical that the EIR study air quality and greenhouse gas emission impacts of this project. As folks have mentioned, NASA has already identified the Ventura Compressor Station as a super emitter of methane, and the site has a history of leaks and contamination that lead to nosebleeds, headaches, and evacuation from children and nearby residents. We are very concerned that expanding this compressor station will mean even greater threats to clean air for EP Foster students and the neighboring community for the next 50 years. Second, Patagonia urges the commission to prioritize studying alternative locations for the compressor station with less polluting designs. To be clear, Patagonia does not want this compressor station anywhere in our community. But given the location of the compressor station in an urban environment and near an elementary school, expanding the operation of this particular site is a problem. Rather than expand this facility, we believe SoCal Gas should consider moving the compressor station to an alternative site far from homes and children. In addition to exploring alternative sites, the commission needs to study fully electric and smaller compressors that contribute less pollution and pose fewer risks to communities. By allowing more polluting equipment to be built in this community, the commission is allowing a shameful legacy of environmental injustices to continue. On behalf of Patagonia and in solidarity with the Westside residents of Ventura, I urge you to consider this an opportunity to remedy a legacy of pollution on the West Side and seriously evaluate relocating the project out of an already overburdened community. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have many more in the room? There are maybe four or five hands up on Zoom also. I see 1, 2, 3, 4 right here in front. So we'll do these next and then go to Zoom, I think.
I'm Julie on the east side of Ventura. When I first moved here a few years ago, one of the first things I learned was that there was this gas compressor station in the middle of a overburdened community. And the absurdity of it was, it's just appalling. It's appalling and absurd that SoCal Gas would even consider expanding it. The audacity to have that sort of entitlement in the midst of a neighborhood that is struggling on so many levels. It takes a certain sort of heartlessness to do that. And I'm so glad that you've heard from so many people who have been able to talk about their personal experience living near the compressor station. I don't know what more evidence you would need to make a decision to protect the health of this community. We have lived with sacrifice neighborhoods for decades, centuries. We have devalued the value of people's lives and just brushed it off as the cost of doing business. I don't know where humans get off thinking that that's okay. So I certainly hope that this impact on the community gets full consideration, because we have to do better as a society. We all matter.
Thank you.
Yeah, right.
Good evening. My name is Melissa Munoz. I am a fellow with Climate First Replacing Oil and Gas, known as CFROG, and a lifelong resident of Ventura County. Through my work with CFROG and ties to this community, I've had the opportunity and pleasure to meet community members and residents living along the avenue who are most directly affected by this gas compressor station. I vividly remember my first time canvassing these friendly neighborhoods, seeing kids play around when suddenly there was the gas compressor station. I'd learned about it, but I was truly baffled to have seen it just a crosswalk away from EP Elementary School. CFROG has visited the west side of Ventura to invite community members to informational events and such. While meeting people in the area, we asked residents about their living experiences in dangerous proximity to the compressor station. I heard very similar complaints. Nosebleeds, migraines, far too frequent, several people with asthma, children complaining of the horrible smell, loud noises, and most of all, feelings of unsafety. I too experienced a very strange reaction to the unhealthy air quality with what felt like allergies flaring, but very fast and very unpleasant. It almost felt difficult to breathe. It made me really angry for all the nearby communities forced to put up with this environmental injustice. No family should be put in harm's way or put at risk if some leak or blast were to occur. I would again like to reference an alarming study conducted by NASA in 2017, identifying this compressor in the backyard of many as a super emitter of methane. I would like to urge the commission to prioritize and keep in mind that the well-being of the people of Ventura lies in their hands, and therefore a thorough study of an alternative location for this compressor station must be done with plans for a significantly less polluting modern design, or not at all, keeping in mind the proposed site stands in the 99th percentile for communities near compressor stations in the entire U.S., which includes schools, daycares, and community spaces. The residents of Ventura, these neighborhoods in particular, deserve better and need to be protected and heard. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Can I say something off the record?
You may be recorded.
I just want to say, like, I see a lot of people here and there's fans speakers and stuff like that, but, like, let's be real. If the avenue wasn't gentrified, would you really care? That's all I'm asking. Because I see everybody here and they're Americanized. I don't see any Spanish speakers, but I see a lot of Spanish speakers walking on that. I'm just curious.
We have several Spanish speakers here. Is that your question?
Yeah, one or two. But I'm just curious, would we really care if it was just, you know, marginalized? If it was Spanish or, like, would we really care?
Yes.
Would we really? Yes. Who said yes? You?
Okay, sir, okay. We're going to go back to comments. Thank you for that input.
This is a chance to provide public comment, and thank you for your comment.
To be off the record.
We have a few people in the room who are waiting for quite a while. Let's go here on the end. Thanks.
Please.
Okay, maybe not inside. Sir, please.
Can you please leave if you're going to smoke that
cigarette? Can you please respect this community, please? I'm so sorry. Whenever you're ready.
Ready. I'm short and sweet. Okay. Awesome. Hi, my name is Juan Lattes, project director at the Central Coast Climate Justice Network. But today I'll be speaking as a citizen of Ventura. Every single person that I talk to, folks who have lived on the west side, you mentioned the compressor plant, folks don't know. So, you know, acknowledging earlier comments, the fact is a lot of folks just don't have that awareness. And I think that's kind of the power of this moment, is to look at the inspiration of the future. And when you think about this dichotomy between these old ways of generating, storing, and transferring energy located across the street from children, youth who were seeing impacted, as was shared by many people here, folks who are experiencing cancer, folks who are experiencing respiratory issues. My ask and my nudge to the CPUC is to lead with the alternative as the only option. This expansion is not necessary. If folks know, they're scared, They've either had impacts already to themselves or their loved ones, but this is an opportunity to prioritize that future and kind of close the door on the past. So with that, little sidetrack for those of you that are in the room. But yeah, thank you for your time. And you know, I think that this is definitely an opportunity if there's going to be continued engagement. Work with community-based organizations, work with folks in Spanish, make sure that we have that outreach, because the community that's been here, they don't know. And that is something that needs to be acknowledged. And that is something we need to be changing. So I invite all of us to join together and do that work. Y para los que tienen preguntas o quieren hablar esto o cargar esto más a la futura, aquí estamos para ayudar y estar juntos. Gracias and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
We have one more. Are you available? And then
I will enforce the 2-minute hard rule. Just try to keep it
open. Yes, I probably think it's just doing your thing. Pues buenas noches. Mi nombre
good evening,
es
everyone. My name is Raquel.
18 años viviendo en Ventura.
I've been living in Ventura for 18 years.
Ella fue la que tocó mi puerta
my neighbor.
Y me dio un volante.
She knocked on my door and gave me a pamphlet.
Me lo dio en inglés, entiendo poquito.
She talked to me in English.
Pero realmente vi que somos muy poquitos personas de habla en español. Pero no por eso quiere decir que no nos preocupe nuestra comunidad donde vivimos o no nos preocupen nuestros hijos.
And that doesn't mean that we are not concerned about the community.
Ignoramos muchas cosas.
We ignore things.
Pero no quiere decir que porque las ignoremos no nos preocupamos. Estoy aquí
because we ignore them, we
porque quiero
care.
Que se haga mi voz.
I'm here
porque quiero
because I want my voice to be heard.
Yo pueda,
I want
porque
to help
sí,
in any way
estuve
I can.
Leyendo el folleto que me dejó. Cosas,
and I could understand
y realmente necesitamos quitar
we
esa compresora
need
de aquí.
That compressor station
no sé
from
realmente
here.
El siguiente paso que tiene
I'm
que
not
ser,
sure what's the next step
pero
to take.
Pues yo puedo tener
but,
una voz a lo mejor con otras personas,
I can be a voice
no
with
muchas,
other people.
Pero
that
con alguien más
much.
Y agradezco
but
que tomen su tiempo,
I really
agradezco que a todos ustedes que les preocupan
and
nada más su bienestar de ustedes y no de todos, no importando
well-being,
mi sexo ni religión,
without,
simplemente
without my
quise hablar de eso y decir que me preocupa también mi comunidad en español.
That I'm also concerned for my community and my Spanish community. Thank you.
Okay, thank you on Zoom for being patient. We have maybe one more in here, I see.
Yeah. I can be concise.
Thank you. And then we'll move to Zoom and pick you up there.
My name is Woodrow. I also live nearby. I'm a longtime Ventura County native. And I just think this is a really important opportunity to make everyone's voices heard and to know that human lives are invaluable and it takes an exact dollar amount for them to move that compressor. And when you weigh those two things out together, obviously one of those is a lot easier to get done. Everyone's lives, everyone deserves to grow old and happy and live very healthy lives. Everyone deserves that opportunity. And as a scientist, these are the exact things that you can do in order to get that to happen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, now, I know we have some folks on Zoom who would like to speak, and I get the sense that you may not be able to hear them because the sound will be coming from the little computer here. So this is not ideal. And we will turn the volume up and I will move to the folks on Zoom in the order of their hands being raised. Let's see, where are my hands? So Michael J. Shapiro has had the hand up for a very long time and would be first. And then Lyra next. Now, for Michael Shapiro, are you able to unmute and interested in speaking up?
I'm unmuted, yes.
Okay, you are unmuted, and as I feared, this will not be audible in much of the room, but we will hear you at the front.
Okay, shall I begin?
Yes, please.
All right. Michael Shapiro. I live in the Ojai Valley. I'm also a founding member of CFROG. SoCal's gas companies propose new supersized natural gas compressors located in the heart of a West Ventura community that we all know has already suffered grotesque environmental abuse and degradation from the oil and gas industry for decades. That the proposed new supersized gas compressor is located across the street from the E.P. Foster Elementary School, I think, is akin to child abuse. And frankly, and realistically, I think criminal charges should be looked into very seriously if this project is moved forward, for the obvious reasons. The proposed supersized gas compressor would be double the size of the current existing compressor, and that would obviously increase the toxic pollution that already is generated. It's bad enough that in 2017, NASA identified the current compressor station as a super emitter of methane. And SoCal Gas now wants to expand that kind of polluting menace. Studies have also shown that the compressor's currently emitted methane gas travels on the prevailing winds all the way up and into the Ojai Valley itself. And the folks in Ojai find it unacceptable to increase unhealthful methane pollution there. The project is also an environmental justice issue because it will unequivocally cause an otherwise avoidable harm. Once and for all, it's time to finally remedy a legacy of pollution and industrial degradation in Ventura's West Side community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. I'm not sure that I would do justice by summarizing. Mr. Shapiro is against the project and it is an environmental justice harm. The recording
share these
and the transcript from Zoom will be posted as part of this scoping report. So his words will be available for you to peruse after. I'm going to pause the Zoom public comment period here for a moment. And thank you, Mr. Shapiro, for your comments. We have a couple more hands up online, and I think I'll take a moment to say thank you to everyone in the room for being here. And we value your input. This is a period of analysis for us where we take the information that you've given us. We go back to work on preparing the environmental impact report. We will be documenting the concerns and providing as much information as we can in as easily digestible a format as possible for the environmental impact report to be complete and compliant. I want to be frank though that for the folks on Zoom, people in the room will not be able to hear you. The room is too large and we don't have a PA system at this meeting. Perhaps we need to have a more robust audiovisual system for everyone in the room to hear online as well as in-person comments. And that will be something that we look forward to when it comes time for the draft EIR and we have more public meetings at that point in the process. So I want to close with that commitment. And the folks on Zoom, we are here and we are going to work through your comments. I just wanted you to hear that, unfortunately, in the room here at the Bell Arts Factory, it's almost impossible to hear you just because of the way things are set up. Comments will be recorded, it says on our screen. So with that, I'm ready to move on to more Zoom comments. And for anyone who wants to come close and listen in, please do. And for others, thank you. And we hope to see you again. Thank you. Okay. So back to Zoom. Three more hands raised on Zoom. Is that right?
Yes.
So we're at okay. Would you? Okay. Thank you. Please do.
Good afternoon. We have interpretation for this event and to record your messages. Is there anyone that wants to give the comment in Spanish? We can interpret for you. Muy buenas tardes. Tenemos intérpretes al español simultáneos. Si quieren dar sus mensajes en español, podemos interpretarlos para que quede grabado en el archivo. De ser así, por favor, voy a pedir si se pueden enmudecer o pueden escribir en el chat si desean interpretación al español. Muchísimas gracias.
To write in the chat. They wanted.
Okay.
Can I wait? There is one else.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you don't?
Yes.
Some of these are just numbers.
That's correct, but they don't have their own.
So I can't. There's no way I can see them. I don't
These are the people who are lined up in the schools. Without my help.
That's it.
It's also.
Only those three ones.
We hosted two areas that did a virtual specifically where we got way more sponsors, but I think people who wanted to speak up later for them.
Okay, Lyra, I'm going to go ahead and allow you to unmute yourself so you can unmute yourself when you're ready and then please start your comment.
Thank you. Okay. Good evening, Commission staff. My name is Lyra and I'm a student at Oxnard College and a fellow at Seafrog. As an older sister to younger siblings, the idea of expanding this dangerous compressor station located across the street from an elementary school is deeply concerning. And so I'm here today to urge you to do a few things. First, I'm urging you to thoroughly study and consider the public safety concerns related to this proposed expansion in the environmental impact report. Compressor stations are at a high risk of explosion and put hundreds of children and families within what's called an incineration zone, meaning that if an explosion were to ever occur, anyone in the surrounding zone would be immediately incinerated. Furthermore, SoCalGas, the operator proposing this expansion, is the same operator responsible for the 2015 Aliso Canyon disaster, the largest natural gas blowout in U.S. history. How can we trust that SoCalGas can responsibly manage and operate their facilities and prevent a disaster like this from happening in our community? The second thing I'm urging the commission to do is to study alternative locations for this compressor station that are located far away from homes, schools, and businesses. I am also urging the commission to explore less polluting designs for this compressor station that rely on clean energy and electric sources as opposed to fossil fuels. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Can I ask a question? Did they say a year to a year and a half?
Moving to Molly.
Good evening, commissioners. My name is Molly McCoy, and I'm calling in tonight as a lifelong Ventura County resident and in solidarity with the Westside Clean Air Coalition and Climate First Replacing Oil and Gas. First, thank you so much for this hybrid comment opportunity and allowing everyone to share their voices on this critical project. We'd also like to echo the calls to improve community outreach to ensure that everyone is aware of what SoCal Gas is trying to build behind their backyards and playgrounds. The last thing we need is to prolong our dependence on fossil fuels, which will only worsen the surrounding air and noise pollution. We completely understand that there's an existing gas infrastructure network designed to support the site and that California's energy needs are only going to continue to grow. But I also know that California has a looming deadline to electrify and decarbonize its electric grid by 2045. So why are we trying to expand the station in the first place rather than exploring scientifically proven renewable alternatives that will safely and equitably transition away from an oil and gas economy, especially given the immediate need to address the climate crisis and environmental injustice implications? The west side of Ventura has been legally recognized as a Senate Bill 535 disadvantaged community and has a high level of environmental pollutant burdens as per Cal Enviro Screen 4.0, not just from the SoCal Gas site, but Highway 33, the nearby agricultural and oil and gas fields. The project EIR must reflect this reality and the community's health and safety concerns if the commission is going to truly follow environmental justice procedures. 4 years ago, as a high school senior, when I first learned about the plans to expand the compressor station and saw it in person, I was shocked by how close the station was to E.P. Foster Elementary School and so many homes. Now, as a graduating environmental policy college student, I am still just as shocked that despite the many state statutes and programs designed to protect frontline communities, this project is still under serious consideration. I join the many people tonight urging you, the commission, to fully evaluate the compressor's impacts and keep the community's best interests in mind, not just corporate ones. Please don't turn away from your constituents and deny them the right to a clean, healthy, and safe neighborhood. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comments, and thank you for being patient. And next up would be Laura.
Hello, this is Laura Rosenberger-Heider of Residents Against Fracking. A 2017 study identified 70 different air pollutants in compressor station emissions. A 2019 study found that 39 of the chemicals released are linked to cancer. A 2021 study found alarming levels of volatile organic compounds, including cancer-causing benzene, in the indoor air of homes located near a compressor station in Ohio. And I heard also that radiation was emitted by the Ventura compressor station, or radioactive pipe scale was emitted. I need some more details of that. Hopefully it's in the report. And also, the whole natural gas infrastructure has problems, and that's why I think we should stop extracting oil and gas in the first place. All right, and I think it'll get worse with deregulation. In the 2022 study of natural gas gathering lines showed leakage four to 13 times higher than the highest estimate derived from ground-based surveys. And 2022 study of the methane emissions from natural gas gathering pipelines in the Permian Basin found leakage rates 14 through 52 times higher than the U.S. EPA's national estimate for gathering lines. And also this unsafe, because a 2022 study of gas pipelines found that between 2002 and 2021, I think in the United States, the gas pipeline incidents caused at least 1,000 injuries and 227 fatalities. And this is from, there's a lot more incidents of pipeline disasters and carbon capture projects that did fail to capture to keep the natural gas underground also. I'm still looking into that.
Okay.
And the natural gas explosion in Merrimack Valley, Massachusetts. All right, let's get on. This, the reference of this is concerned health professionals of medical media findings demonstrating the risks and harms of fracking. 2023, ninth edition. Thanks.
Thank you for your comments. If you have this information in writing and would submit it to the email address, that will be helpful too. We appreciate the input here.
Some Some of it's in the chat.
Excellent.
Yeah.
This is the last raised hand, and I see no more on Zoom at this moment. So I believe we will close this hybrid portion of the meeting. Thank you all for your attention online, and thank you for your patience while we have the presentation in the room here in Ventura. Place comments in writing before April 30th would be the most helpful. And we look forward to hearing from you in that format. We'll close it off. And at this point, good night.